Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos one mindful step at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail, juggling a million things, and still struggling to get anything done? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, where I'm so swamped is practically a badge of honor. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from the procrastination spiral and actually get stuff done? Well, friends, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of stoicism, not just for ancient philosophers, but for everyday warriors like you and me battling the dreaded later monster. Stoicism isn't about being a monk on a mountaintop. It's about developing mental strength and discipline that helps us navigate life's challenges with clarity and focus. And trust me, there's nothing more challenging than facing down a looming deadline or that pile of laundry that seems to multiply overnight. But fear not, because stoicism offers some powerful tools to conquer procrastination and reclaim your time. Let's break it down. First up, accepting what you can and can't control. This is the cornerstone of stoicism. We can't control everything. Folks' deadlines, traffic jams, the occasional spilled coffee on a fresh white shirt, oh, the humanity. But we can control our reactions to these things. When procrastination creeps in, remind yourself, I can't control that deadline looming over me, but I can choose how I respond. I can choose to take action now and make progress instead of letting it control my mental state. Number 2. Focusing on the present moment. Ever get caught daydreaming about finishing that project, only to realize you've been staring blankly at your screen for the last 15 minutes? We're masters of distraction in the digital age, constantly bombarded with notifications and urgent emails. Stoicism teaches us to anchor ourselves in the now. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, and focus on the task at hand. One step at a time. Third, breaking down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of that mountain you need to climb. It's daunting, right? But break it down into smaller trails, easier steps, and suddenly it becomes less intimidating. Apply this to your work. Instead of saying, I have to write this entire report, tell yourself, today I'm going to outline the key sections. One step leads to another, and before you know it, that mountain will be conquered. Fourth, visualizing success. You wouldn't board a plane without visualizing a smooth landing, would you? So why not apply that to your work? Imagine yourself tackling that project with confidence, feeling the satisfaction of accomplishment as you cross each milestone. This mental rehearsal can actually prime your brain for success and make the task seem less daunting. And finally, practicing self-compassion. We all have those moments when procrastination wins. Don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about getting back on track, learning from setbacks, and celebrating the small victories along the way. Okay, real talk time. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up, you know, the kind that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it. You start procrastinating by cleaning your desk, reorganizing your email inbox. Seriously, who does that? Anything but actually working on the slides. But then you remember. Okay, Dylan, time for some stoic wisdom. You take a deep breath, accept that the presentation is happening, focus on the task at hand, break it down into smaller chunks, maybe outline key points first, then work on visuals, and finally, visualize yourself delivering the presentation with confidence and poise. Bam. Procrastination conquered. So there you have it, 5 stoic habits to help you crush procrastination and become a productivity powerhouse. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. Start small, build momentum, and celebrate every step forward. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little stoic inspiration in their lives. Let's help each other conquer procrastination together. Join the conversation on social media, use the hashtag #EverydayStoicism, and let me know what challenges you're facing and how these tips are helping you. See you next time, folks. Keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.